This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, October 2nd. God's word to you today is God sees, knows, and rewards. Our scripture reading is taken from John 10, verses 12 to 13, and it says, "But the worker who serves only for wages is not a real shepherd, because he has no heart for the sheep. He will run away and abandon them when he sees the wolf coming. And then the wolf mauls the sheep, drags them off, and scatters them." This is according to the Passion Translation. We will start today's devotional by wrestling with this question. With God's work, are you a hireling, a hired servant, or a shepherd? What is your approach to work, your vocation in the marketplace? Do you approach it as a hired servant, or is it as an owner? The truth is, wealth does not flow to you until you approach your job as though you are the owner, even though you are not the owner. That is how God works. Until you walk into that office, that business, and you refuse to turn a blind eye on what you will not turn a blind eye to, if it were your own. If you go to your office tomorrow and something happens, and you do not take responsibility, heaven is watching you. And when you take responsibility as if you are the owner, God will make you an owner. The problem is that we want to be owners before we take responsibility. God says, "He that is faithful in little will be faithful in much." This is according to Luke 16, verses 10 to 11. How do you respond? Do you have your bags packed even before the closing hour, ready to go on the click? Listen, God does not promote such. And remember, promotion does not come from the east or the west. Promotion comes from above, from God. If you do not work as unto the Lord, promotion does not happen. As unto the Lord, that is the key to greatness. You have to serve as though your life depends on it, because it does. I remember back in the day, in the previous church we were pastoring, by God's grace, we threw everything into the work. Everything, no looking back. Someone, he became my friend eventually, called me and I greeted him because I knew him. He was surprised that I knew him. He said, "This thing you're doing, why are you doing it?" And I said, "It is God's work." He said, "Don't you know how they are going to treat you in the end?" And my response was, "It is still God's work." He said, "I have heard what you're doing. So you're going to continue giving that much? Is this how you waste your life?" At that point, I said to him, "Listen, God sees, God knows, and God rewards." And I gave my all to my last day there. When things happened the way they happened, someone suggested we take the church and change the name. I refused, and the person asked what I was going to do. I said, "Start afresh." When it was time, I took all the money I had, paid for the then Protea Hotel in Lekki for 2 Sunday services to show you how much I had. Meanwhile, I cannot even tell you how much we left in the other church. It was a whole lot. After 2 Sunday services at the Protea Hotel, I did not know what was going to happen. But here we are today, to the glory of God and to the praise of His name. If you are not faithful in that which is another's, how can God commit even yours to you? And it is because what you think is yours is actually not yours. You are a custodian for God's children. Back to the question, with God's work, are you a hireling or a shepherd? Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to be faithful in all that you have committed to me, and to be faithful in seeking your face in all things. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.